Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Holberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today, look for a chance of sprinkles between 1 and 4 p.m., cloudy with a high near 41. Tonight, mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly clear with a low around 26, and on Tuesday, sunny with a high near 46. And in the news for today, the Wisconsin Examiner is reporting that last week, the Wisconsin Supreme Court chose political maps proposed by Republicans in the legislature, entrenching the state's extreme partisan gerrymander for another decade. Yet for now, the maps are unlikely to create a veto-proof Republican majority and are still subject to legal challenges. No matter what the courts do with the maps moving forward, however, they will be in place for this fall's midterm elections, where no matter how well Democrats do statewide in the races for governor and U.S. Senate, Republicans are expected to maintain their large majority in the legislature. But according to Marquette University research fellow John Johnson, the seats Republicans would have to win to override the veto pen of Democratic Governor Tony Evers if he wins re-election are unlikely to flip. Quoting Johnson, a veto-proof majority is unlikely, and in fact, if anything, even slightly less likely now than it was under the old maps, Johnson says. I suspect the Republican Party recognized that it's really unlikely you'd have a scenario where they'd win a supermajority under any maps without also winning the governor's seat. So without optimizing for a supermajority, they were shoring up Republican-held seats they were concerned were trending in the wrong direction, end quote. According to a Marquette University analysis, under the new map, Republicans are expected to increase their majority in the state assembly from the current 61 seats to 63, 3 seats short of the 66 seats needed to claim a veto-proof two-thirds majority, the Examiner report stated. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports that a few weeks into the third year of the COVID-19 pandemic, metrics show both positive and negative signs. Wisconsin has reached new lows this year in the average number of deaths reported by the State Department of Health Services. Currently, the 7-day average of confirmed daily deaths is fewer than 2, the lowest average this year. The state reported 11 confirmed COVID deaths last week, and another 2 deaths were probable. The state averaged 46 deaths a day during the onslaught of the Omicron variant peak in January. Now new death totals provide optimism as the Omicron variant wanes and new variants settle in. In Vernon County, the health department is reporting that the current status of community spread for the virus is rated as low. In the latest reporting period, which ended on Friday last week, there were 25 new cases reported, with 3 hospitalizations and no new deaths. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.